It's Friday, which means it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Summertime and the living is easy.
And summertime officially arrives this weekend with the summer solstice on Saturday. Looks like the weather fits the bill. The clouds are subsiding. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. But believe it or not, there's still snow in paradise at Mount Rainier. More on why that is in a moment. First, Cliff, let's get your forecast.
Well, there's not an exciting forecast for this weekend. Last night, we had a weak front that came through, a few tenths of an inch of rain, but that's way past now. Today's going to be mainly cloudy, but temperatures up into the mid-60s. So, you know, kind of a blah day, no rain, no thunderstorms. Mild, but lots of clouds, although some people will see some sun. Warmer east of the Cascades, of course. Then over the weekend, a ridge will be moving in. And so you'll see improvement from Saturday into Sunday. So tomorrow, you know, we'll see some clouds in the morning, probably. They'll burn off quickly. And temperatures will be getting up into the lower 70s, which, of course, is really good because there's the Fremont Parade, and some people won't be wearing any clothes. Then on Sunday, the ridge will take hold, and I expect temperatures getting up into the upper 70s on Sunday. It's going to be a sunny, warm day, really nice, just like midsummer. And Monday's going to be the same thing. It'll be a warm, sunny day. And the first chance of anything going downhill is on Tuesday, when a weak front will come through. There'll be clouds, maybe a few sprinkles, but nothing serious. So all in all, you know, a really nice weather situation for this weekend.
And on Saturday also, the Rock and Roll Marathon in Seattle sounds like perfect weather for running with a bit of cloud in the morning and then warming up.
Yeah, if anything, it'll be a little bit warm because runners like that cooler weather. But the interesting thing is what happened last night when that front came through. You know, summer fronts are very different than winter fronts around here. The cooling, the winds, the temperature drops happen before the fronts in the summer, but after the fronts during the winter. And the reason for that is during the summertime, we tend to have warm temperatures with the land temperatures are way above the temperature of the water. Remember, the Pacific is about 50 degrees out there. And so, you know, we can get up into the 70s like we did yesterday. And then as the front approaches, marine air starts pushing in. And so before the front gets to us, this cool air from over the ocean floods western Washington. So the temperatures plummet and the winds picked up. And it got quite gusty before the front got here. And that all happened before the front. The front comes and we get a little bit of rain. And then it starts cooling off a little bit behind. But the big action happens before the front. This is in contrast to the winter, where things stay pretty mild. You know, the temperatures don't do anything before the front, and then they tend to drop a bit after the front. So it's really interesting. Summer fronts and winter fronts are different, and it's because of the difference in temperature between the land and the water.
Bottom line, around here in summer, definitely keep your layers around.
Well, especially if you know that a front is coming through.
Mm-hmm. So we've got lovely weather in store for the weekend, but you don't have to go very far to find snow, right, Cliff? There's snow at Paradise on Mount Rainier. What's up with that?
That's right. If you look at the webcams at Mount Rainier, you can see that there's snow all over the place up there. And in fact, the snowpack in the Cascades is well above normal right now. For instance, at Mount Rainier, they had the sixth greatest snowfall on June 1st. Looking at the climatological record. And the interesting fact is if you look at the trend over the last 50 years of snow in the late spring, early summer at Mount Rainier or any place in the Cascades, it's actually been increasing for the last 30 years. So our snowpack is not disappearing. Actually, during the last 30, 40 years, it's been the same or increasing. That is because the Pacific Ocean has not warmed up yet. We all talk about global warming, and that's going to be very important as we get into the middle part and the latter part of the century. But at this point, the Pacific has not warmed yet. And so the snowpack in the Cascades, which is so dependent on the Eastern Pacific, really hasn't changed. So we have snow for now, but that doesn't mean that later in the century that won't be the case.
And for now, it sounds like it could stick around through July, if it follows current trends, right?
Right. The typical melt-out date at Mount Rainier, at Paradise, is, I think, July 10th. And I have a feeling it's going to be later this year. It probably will be middle to the latter part of the month.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations or pose your weather questions at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.